My guest this time is North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, a Republican representing the Tar Heel State's 11th Congressional District. He made headlines last month by filing a resolution to vacate the chair. That means he wants to remove John Boehner as Speaker of the House of Representatives. No action has been taken yet on the measure, so it will await lawmakers when they return to Congress in September. Congressman Meadows joins me now to discuss his resolution, why he brought it now, and where it goes from here. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be back with you. Thank you so much.
There are multiple reasons given in your resolution as to why you believe Boehner should no longer be Speaker, from allegations of him centralizing power to punishing members for certain votes to limiting amendments and time to review legislation, timing of votes to basically make them crises if things don't get approved. Is any one of those things the last straw? What was the moment, what was the event that convinced you to do this now?
Well, I don't know that it was a causal effect on any one of those particular items outlined in the resolution. As much as it is, September, as we return from our August recess, from hearing from voters and our constituents back home, we'll be returning to a very busy September with all kinds of critical issues like Iran and Planned Parenthood funding of the government, et cetera. And those are critical times to make sure not just that a few voices are heard, but that the vast majority of the American people are represented, and that their representatives have a clear vote on all of these issues. So I think it's really about what's coming up more than what has happened.
You and I talked a few weeks ago. At that point, you had been restored as the committee subcommittee chairman for the Government Operations Subcommittee of the Oversight Panel. Obviously, that had been a pretty tense situation, and that was due to your opposition to certain rules coming before the House of Representatives, rules that govern debate on various issues. Does any of this go back to that, or is that just part of the equation?
I don't see that as really being the biggest part of this. Actually, Chairman Chaffetz did a great job, and we were able to work together on not only restoring that particular position, but working on other things that are important to the American people. But, you know, when we talk about that culture of punishment that was mentioned during that time, it's not just me. It's a number of other people who vote their conscience and then are punished either in a direct or indirect way for doing so. And it really thwarts their efforts to represent the people that have sent them to Washington, D.C. to vote on their behalf. That's just wrong. The American people believe it's wrong. I believe it's wrong. And it's time that we change that. Not just that, but obviously the other aspects of centralized power and making sure that the people's house indeed is the one who sets the legislative agenda for the American people.
Speaker Boehner was asked about this at his press conference last week, and he spent very little time on it, simply saying, in a House of Representatives, you got a member here, a member there that are off the reservation. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, obviously the speaker, is able to speak for himself, and in putting that, to indicate that it's just one or two people that have an issue, is really not recognizing the depth of the issue at hand here. Really, it's not just one or two. Although I filed this on my own behalf, I didn't reach out to try to get co-sponsors. There is a growing concern among not just conservatives, but a number of members that the process that we have in place about making sure that committees set the agenda and that every voice is heard, it is growing, and to suggest that it's one or two people would not be indicative of the facts on the ground.
Since you didn't search for co-sponsors, do you have a fairly good sense of what kind of support you're going to get for this whenever it does come for a vote?
You know, I think probably the biggest question is that depends on two things, Greg. It depends on the American people over summer and if they feel like that this particular action is one that they want their member to weigh in on. I can tell you that I just returned from North Carolina, and the overwhelming support there for at least somebody finally speaking up and saying that our leadership needs to change direction was welcome. But it depends on the American people. And I think the other is it depends on the leadership team in place right now. You know, if they're willing to look at changing the way that we do business, then there's not the need for a new speaker. And so it depends on those two things and whether the vote comes up and how many people get on board.
Couple follow-ups to that point. You told the Washington Post you're really looking to have kind of a family, Republican family conversation about the leadership at this point. Based on what you said, if that conversation goes well, are you willing to leave the leadership team in place?
Well, as long as the conversation is not just conversation, and I think that that's the key, is we've had conversations in the past. You know, we've had initiatives that have started, but indeed, if we're going to do business as usual, then it requires a change. If not, I welcome that and look forward to having those discussions with the appropriate actions to follow up that hopefully will make sure that Washington, D.C. is no longer broken.
We're talking with North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows, who filed the vacate the chair resolution against Speaker John Boehner. Sir, the way that you filed this resolution, it still goes to the Rules Committee, and ultimately it's at the mercy of leadership and the Rules Committee about when this gets scheduled. Some have said, why not a privilege resolution, which would force effectively an immediate vote or a very quick soon vote on this, and the Rules Committee wouldn't even be involved. Explain your decision-making there a little bit.
Well, part of this was to outline what my concerns were. This was the first issue that we had where you can fully articulate, as you have at the top of this program, what the issues are. The fact that it's centralized power, and the power of Congress has atrophied, legislative days that get pushed together with not much time to review legislation on key components. All of those had to be spelled out. Now, to change that and make it a privilege resolution would be just to pull a couple of those out, and it could come to the floor at any time. Obviously, if we can have that family discussion that you and I talked about first and solve it, then there doesn't need to be a need for calling it up as a privilege resolution. But if not, that option was available for us in, you know, a few days ago, and certainly will be available to us in the future.
Congressman, this will be the third time, I guess, in about 2.5 years that there's been some sort of effort to have a new leadership team in place to challenge Speaker Boehner twice on the votes at the start of the past two Congresses, and now your resolution. And one of the things that keeps being said is you can't beat somebody with nobody. Do you have someone in mind who should be or would be a good speaker if, in fact, this resolution succeeds?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about individuals, you know, different individuals with whom, you know, we can entrust that particular position. Really, this is all about starting that conversation and making sure that, you know, to suggest out of 247 Republicans that John Boehner is the only one that can drive the, you know, this particular House in the right direction would be to completely ignore the benefits and attributes of a number of my colleagues. So there's been a handful of people mentioned. It's really too early to tell who would, you know, be that person or if there even will be one. But certainly there are a number of very gifted colleagues in the House of Representatives right now.
Exit question for you, Congressman. You've mentioned some of the issues that are coming up after recess. There's the Iran vote. There's obviously Planned Parenthood. There's the appropriations process coming within the next few weeks. And there are some who are probably allies of the speaker in reaction to this resolution saying this will serve more as a distraction or perhaps even weakening the Republican position coming into these critical fights. How do you respond to their criticism?
Well, obviously, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. To suggest that we can only debate one particular issue would not be accurate. I mean, we debate everything each and every day, a number of items. And so is my primary focus this? No, it's not. I mean, I can tell you that Iran, Planned Parenthood, making sure that our National Guard and recruiting stations have arms to be able to protect themselves out there so we don't have another horrific area like Chattanooga is important, too. All of those need to come up. And so I think that this puts the focus back on that and back on the legislation. And I know that we'll have a number of discussions in the weeks to come.
Any idea when it'll hit the floor?
You know, really right now, again, it's too early to tell on this particular thing. It depends on leadership and the American people. I'm hopeful that the leadership will say we will be more inclusive and allow more debate and allow amendments to happen. And if that happens, then certainly that would prolong any decisions on the speaker.
Congressman, very interesting. Thank you so much for your time today, sir. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Greg. It was good being with you.
Thank you, sir, very much. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows represents his state's 11th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.